Britta Rita wasn't athletic until she took a class with the New England Center for Circus Arts in Brattleboro and fell in love with the trapeze. At first, she couldn't reach the bar without help, but she kept at it.
It was amazing to see that my body could do these things, like spinning or flipping around on a trapeze. It was like, wow, I suddenly love my body.
When she was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2009, Rita thought she'd have to quit her trapeze class, but she stayed with it. And she says that for her, it was the best possible physical therapy.
It was great to be able to be on the trapeze in between surgeries and during radiation. You know, I was tired sometimes, and I'd have to take more frequent breaks.
Rita says the circus school was a source of support and a kind of joy she didn't find in conventional exercise or physical therapy.
You're going to lift your feet up, and then you're just going to lean back until your arms are straight.
Now, 2 years cancer-free, Rita is passing those gifts on. She's working with Suzanne Rappaport, her former trapeze teacher, in a program called Circus for Survivors.
Straighten your legs and point your toes. There you go. Oh,
yes,
that's it.
Beautiful.
Rappaport has been a circus performer. At the Center for Circus Arts, she taught circus skills to people with a wide variety of physical challenges. She's now an occupational therapist working on a study of the therapeutic uses of circus arts. Rappaport starts this Circus for Survivors workshop with a juggling exercise. Participants form a circle and toss a ball, calling the name of the person it's going to. They repeat the pattern with two, then with three balls.
Bev.
Lisa.
Pam.
All right, we all just juggled three balls.
Woo!
Circus for Survivors was developed by Forest Moon, a nonprofit group that offers workshops and retreats for cancer survivors and their loved ones. Program director Pam Roberts says the New England Center asked Forest Moon to develop a circus program for cancer survivors.
And so we said, okay, let's give it a shot.
Roberts says the feedback has been so enthusiastic that Forest Moon plans to keep the workshops going.
And the idea is to keep your hips square and forward.
Back at the circus school, the group is preparing to tackle tightrope walking. It's a real challenge, even though the high wire is a metal pipe 10 inches above the floor. Annie Mara, a 10-year cancer survivor who has problems with her knees, decides to give it a try. She gets up on the metal walking pole with Rita and Rappaport on either side.
Hey, you got it. Yeah, that's it. You got it. You got one more step.
Okay.
Oh my God, that was scary. You had good
balance. Mara says radiation and chemotherapy took a heavy toll on her body.
It takes a long time to recover sometimes for some people, and getting that physical strength back has been really a particular challenge for me. So,
Mara says the workshop helped her reconnect with her body. She loved that it was silly and fun. At the end of the session, Rita gives everyone a red clown nose. The students practice raising their arms in triumph, a circus way of taking credit for their death-defying accomplishments. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.